protests, and vigils. Hallelujah. To decry hate and honor a victim.
She died for peace. She died for equality.
Trump administration under fire.
We will not tolerate this kind of hatred and violence.
New action on North Korea.
This is China's way of saying we are going to enforce these sanctions.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. People returned to the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia, the day after a white nationalist rally dissolved into violence and chaos. There was a march in New York City outside Trump Tower condemning President Trump for not initially singling out white nationalists for blame. And there have been tributes for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed when a car plowed into rally opponents in Charlottesville. Felicia Correa has been raising money for her family.
I would just, thank her. She put her life on line. Everyone who was there yesterday put their life on line. So not only would I thank her, but I, thank everybody who went out there.
And CBS's Jim Krasula caught up with one of the people injured in that attack.
Sitting in a wheelchair with his broken left leg and ankle bandaged, Marcus Martin grew angry as he criticized the decision to allow Saturday's gathering of white supremacists.
They need to be held accountable for it. It's just that simple, man. What's wrong is wrong, and what's right is right. And what you allowed going yesterday was 100% wrong because you knew what they stood for.
Martin was among those hurt when a car plowed into counter-protesters, killing a 32-year-old woman.
Well, CBS's David Begno in Charlottesville has more on the finger-pointing that's followed the tragedy.
Jason Kessler, who organized the Unite the Right rally, said police didn't protect their First Amendment rights, and he blamed the police for the violence.
What happened was the result of the Charlottesville police officers refusing to do their job.
Kessler had a press conference Sunday that ended suddenly. He was swarmed at the podium and punched. He was also chased in the nearby bushes where he was tackled by a young woman, forced to flee behind a barricade of officers who were in tactical gear.
The man accused of using his car as a weapon on Saturday is 20-year-old James Alex Fields. He'll appear in court today, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on him.
Fields grew up in Kentucky and moved to Ohio with his mother about a year ago. He joined the Army in 2015, but left after 4 months due to a failure to meet training standards. Those who knew him growing up say his racist views started young.
I knew he had that stuff going on, but I never knew it would go to such a next level.
Derek Weimer was Fields' high school history teacher.
He loved Hitler, and he loved, the Nazi movement. They were all, geniuses.
Talking about Charlottesville on CBS this morning, Attorney General Jeff Sessions promised a full investigation.
We will not allow these extremist groups to obtain credibility. Morally, legally, they're unjustified in their actions and approach to American democracy.
But President Trump has been blasted by members of both parties for his response. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us now.
Well, the president did condemn violence and bigotry, but he said Saturday it's occurring.
On many sides.
Fellow Republicans publicly expressed their concerns that Mr. Trump's statement lacked moral clarity. Former KKK leader David Duke was among those in Charlottesville invoking the president's name.
We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump.
On Twitter, Ivanka Trump explicitly blasted racism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazis. Vice President Pence did the same in Colombia last night.
We have no tolerance for hate and violence from white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or the KKK.
Attorney General Sessions told CBS News he expects Mr. Trump will echo Pence's sentiments.
I'm sure he'll speak about it again. I just think we're making him too much out of this.
Mr. Trump did say he would hold a press conference today, but that's not on his schedule as he returns to a White House under renovation. Steve?
The key word in a Wall Street Journal op-ed on North Korea today by Secretary of State Tillerson and Defense Secretary Mattis is diplomacy. It says the U.S. has no interest in regime change and the administration seeks denuclearization through peaceful pressure. From Beijing, CBS's Ben Tracy has a look at what China is doing to pressure North Korea.
China basically announced today that they have suspended imports of coal and iron and ore and seafood, which are things that would be prohibited by those new UN sanctions. So this is China's way of saying we are going to enforce these sanctions. They've gone as far to say they were going to enforce them 100% strongly and strictly. So they're trying to telegraph to the world that they signed on to these sanctions and they intend to follow through.
President Trump attacked Democrats this morning on Twitter for some of the worst trade deals in world history. He vows to change that. Today, he's expected to launch a trade investigation of China. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
For the first time since beginning his working vacation in Bedminster, New Jersey, 10 days ago, the president makes a brief return to Washington. He'll sign a measure aimed at taking action against what the U.S. believes are unfair trade practices in China. Mr. Trump will return to Manhattan tonight, staying there until Wednesday.
In northern Iraq, two U.S. soldiers were killed, five others wounded during a combat operation yesterday against ISIS. Now to West Africa. At least 18 people were killed in a gun attack on a Turkish restaurant in Burkina Faso's capital. The government says two terrorists were killed. Here at home, three people shot and killed at a speedway in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Sheriff David Beth leading the investigation.
I'd feel a lot better if there's a way to feel better about this if we had the suspect in custody or we knew more about who this was.
Now to London, where an iconic sound will soon be silenced. Big Ben.
What World War II air raids couldn't accomplish, the English climate has. Rust and corrosion are forcing Big Ben to close for a four-year renovation project. Mechanic Ian Westworth.
We're going to silence the bells next Monday.
Do you know, I think we're going to miss it tremendously.
Sir Michael Dobbs, author of the original political series House of Cards.
It is a huge, important part of our national lives.
The chimes will sound for some special occasions, but they won't resume their part in Britain's daily lives until 2021. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
We begin the work week with this look at the workplace. And CBS's Mike Sugarman.
Overworked, job unpleasant, schedule unpredictable, join the club. A survey from UCLA, Harvard Med, and the Rand Corporation has examined conditions in the American workplace and finds it's generally not a happy place.
The workplace is very hectic. Many workers find it physically taxing. They find it emotionally taxing. Work tends to kind of bubble up out of work and spill into personal lives.
Nicole Mastis was the lead researcher of the study. It's one of the largest of its kind ever. One in four say they have too little time to do their job, white-collar workers especially. Mike Sugarman, CBS News.
Well, actor Tom Cruise is well paid for what he does. He took his lumps during a stunt in the filming of the new Mission Impossible film in London. Video shows him hitting the side of a building during a jump in a harness. He walked away wincing. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.